Senators have voted to confirm the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. She is now the first Black woman chosen to serve on the nation's highest court. To reflect on the significance of this moment, let's turn to Melissa Murray, professor of law at New York University and co-host of Strict Scrutiny, a podcast about the Supreme Court. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
So when President Biden first introduced Judge Jackson, he talked about her helping to write the next chapter in the history of the journey of America. What might that chapter look like with Judge Jackson on the Supreme Court?
Well, I think the chapter is going to look decidedly more representative than the court has looked in the past. There have been four women appointed to the court, but there's never been a Black woman, although there has been one other woman of color. But the voices of Black women are so important in some of these issues that the court will hear, everything from criminal justice to reproductive rights to affirmative action. And until now, the only African-American voice on the court has been that of Justice Thomas, and many in the Black community have been adamant that they don't believe he speaks for them. So perhaps they will find the voice of a Justice Jackson to be more congenial to representing those interests. And so it is an historic nomination, to be sure, but again, historic in a number of dimensions. The first Black woman, the first public defender, I will say the first, one of the first members of what I would call Generation X on the court, and a fellow Floridian. So I'm very excited for all of this.
And another working mom, as you've pointed out as well. Judge Jackson's confirmation is not in question. She has the support of all 50 Democratic members of the Senate and three Republicans as well. But I don't want to lose sight of her confirmation process, which seemed to be unprecedented in a number of ways. What do you take away from that process?
Well, I mean, it had everything in it from QAnon dog whistling to just the most disrespectful behavior from some of the senators and a nominee who remained graceful and unflappable in the face of what could only be described as really disrespectful and derogatory treatment. I think many Americans were watching and were absolutely aghast at what they saw. The talking over her, the bullying of her, it was just unnecessary and unprecedented. And, you know, this is a nomination that will not disrupt the ideological tilt of the Supreme Court. The court will continue to be a 6-3 conservative supermajority when Justice Jackson is appointed. So there was no need for the conservatives to go all in the way that they did. And again, I believe they used her and they used this nomination process, which was for the education of the American people, to score political points in a way that was absolutely repugnant.
As you say, there's a difference between the practical impact Judge Jackson may have on the Supreme Court and with a supermajority of conservatives and the symbolic impact that she might have. How important is the symbolism of this nomination and expected confirmation?
I think there is expressive power in adding an African-American woman to the court, certainly for the generations of African-American lawyers who will follow a Justice Jackson. And I think the addition of her voice will be important, certainly in going toe-to-toe, for example, with Justice Thomas next term when they take up the affirmative action cases. And she will be permitted to hear at least the UNC challenge. There will be no recusal problem there. I also think it will be important on questions of reproductive rights that another mother is on the court to counter the views of Justice Barrett when she speaks from that perspective. But as a practical matter, this is going to be a new justice who's likely to be dissenting, at least for the short term in her career on the court. That doesn't mean she'll always be in dissent, always be in the minority. But for now, this is not going to be a massive disruption, although I think the dynamics on the court will certainly change in meaningful ways.
In the minute that we have left, what does this mean for you personally as a woman of color who's made her profession in the law? Does this have personal significance for you?
Surely. I've been in the only one in so many spaces, whether it's been in academia or in law firms where I have worked. And I imagine that Judge Jackson shares that experience. But this has always been a sort of glass ceiling. And the fact that it has taken until 2022 to appoint an African-American woman to the court is really significant. Judge Jackson has spoken movingly of Constance Baker Motley. Judge Motley was a hero to me and many other Black women, and she was someone who could have been a Supreme Court justice in her time. And of course, she was woefully overlooked, as were many other amazing Black women lawyers who could have been considered well before this moment. But this moment has come, and it's unfortunate that it's come so late, but I'm really glad that it's here.
Melissa Murray, New York University law professor, thanks so much.
Thank you.